Will you please turn to the book of Hebrews?
请您打开圣经希伯来书第五章。
Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章。
We will read from verse 12 to verse 14.
我要从第十二节读到第十四节。
Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 through 14.
希伯来书第五章第十二到第十四节。
For the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have again need that one should teach you what are the elements of the beginning of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of solid food. For everyone who partakes of milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe.But solid food belongs to full-grown men who, on account of habit, have their senses exercised for distinguishing both good and evil.
第十二节，看你们学习的功夫，本该做师父，谁知还得有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练得通达，就能分辨好歹了。
May we have a further word of prayer.
好，我们能不能再有点祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gathered here in thy presence,
亲爱的主，当我们在你的同在中聚集的时候，
our hearts are open to thee.
我们的心完全向你敞开。
We want to hear what thou hast to say to us.
我们渴望听见你要向我们说的话。
Speak, Lord, thy servants hear it.
主啊，请说，你的仆人们静听。
May your glory be manifested.
愿你的荣耀得着彰显。
And I will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
你的旨意能成就在地上，如同在天上。
We ask all in the name of our precious Lord Jesus.
我们乃是奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
I'm not going to preach at you.
我不是要向着你们讲道。
I want to consider with you all one very basic and important question.
我只是要和弟兄姊妹们一同来思想一个非常基本却是非常重要的事。
And that is on a matter of the secret of spiritual growth.
那就是关于属灵长进的秘诀。
We know the writer of the Hebrews said here in chapter 5, verses 12 to 14.
我们知道希伯来书的作者在第十五章第十二到十四节里面这样说。
He raised a question with them.
他给他们提出一个问题。
He said,According to the time you have believed in the Lord Jesus, you ought to be teachers.
他说，照着你们信主得救的年日，学习的功夫，你们应当做老师，做师父。
And yet, you still need to be taught on the elements of the teaching of the Word of God.
但是你们却还需要有人将神圣言小学的开端再来教导你们。
You still need to drink milk. You cannot digest solid food.
你仍然需要吃奶而不能够消化干粮。
Solid food is for the grown-up people.
干粮乃是为那些长大成人的人预备的。
They are grown up Because they have exercised their senses.
他们已经长大，因为他们常常把他们的心窍洗练得通达了。
They can distinguish what is good and what is evil.
他们就能够分辨何为善，何为恶。
And brothers and sisters, you find the same thing was said by the Apostle Paul.
弟兄姊妹们，你发现啊，使徒保罗也说了同样的话。
If you would turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
请你打开哥林多前书第三章。
In verse 1 he said, And I, brethren, have not been able to speak to you as to spiritual, but as to fleshly, as to babe in Christ. I have given you milk drink, not meat, for ye have not yet been able, nor indeed are ye yet able, for ye are yet carnal.
哥林多前书第三章第一节，弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，使得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的，我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们。那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能，你们仍是属肉体的。
We know that the Apostle Paul, he went to the city of Corinth around the year AD 51-53.
我们知道使徒保罗在西元51到53年的时候到了哥林多这个城市。
Before he arrived there, he made a determination before God.
在他到达之前，他在神面前有一个定义。
He was determined that after he arrived at Corinth, he will know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified.
他的定义就是说，在他们的中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And he was with them for a year and 6 months.
他和他们同在有一年又六个月之久。
After a few years, that was probably in the year of AD 57.
在几年之后，大约是主后57年的时候。
He wrote his first letter to the Corinthians from Ephesus.
他就从以弗所写了哥林多前书给他们。
Now, brothers and sisters, please remember that there was just a gap of a few years.
那亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，你知道这中间的只有几年的差距。
And yet, in that letter, he told the Corinthian believers,
但是在这封信里头，他告诉哥林多的信徒们说
：“He said, I, brethren, have not been able to speak to you as to spiritual, but as to fleshly。”
他说：“弟兄们，我向你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体的。”
Now the word fleshly, I will rather translate it to fleshy。
啊，这里这个属肉体的。应该翻作叫做
属肉，
属肉的。
Because in the Greek original, it is a different. There is a variation.
因为在希腊原文里面，这两个字眼是有区别的。
We know that when we are babes, we are very fleshy.
因为当我们还是婴孩的时候，我们是很属肉的。
Babes are very lovely.
婴孩很可爱。
But they are very selfish.
但是他们却很自私。
I would say they are the most selfish people in the world.
我要说婴孩是全世界最自私的人了。
They are so self-centered.
他们是如此的自我中心。
When they demand anything, they have to be answered right away.
他们所要的东西就是要必须要立刻得着。
They are very, very natural but fleshy.
他们很自然，可是非常属肉。
And during the time of babyhood,
在这做婴孩的期间
，of course they have to be fed with milk.
当然，他们需要被喂于奶。
Now what is milk?
那么奶是什么呢
？Milk is pre-digested food.
奶就是被消化过的食物。
Someone has already digested the food.
有人把这食物已经消化过了。
And then he will supply you, she will supply you with that pre-digested food called milk.
然后他就把这个称为奶的来喂给婴孩。
And this is very natural.
那这是很自然的。
This is what it ought to be.
也是应该的。
Now, what is the use of milk?
那奶的功用是什么呢？
The milk is supply to the babes.
婴孩呢？奶呢是来供应婴孩的。
That he may absorb it, take it in, and from it he may grow up.
婴孩吃了奶以后，他就能够吸收，他就能够接受，然后他就能够长大。
The Apostle Paul, he said, "I'm determined to know nothing among you." But Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
使徒保罗说：“我定义在你们中间，不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。”
Jesus Christ and Him crucified is milk.
耶稣基督并他钉十字架，乃是奶。
We need to know the Lord Jesus as our Savior.
我们是需要认识主耶稣做我们的救主。
We need to know the way of salvation.
我们需要知道得救的道路。
We need to know what the cross means.
我们也需要知道十字架的意义。
What the cross of our Lord Jesus has done for us.
我们的主耶稣在十字架上为我们做了什么？
How he bore our sins in his body.
他如何把我们的罪带到他的身上去？
How he died as our substitute.
他如何成为为了我们成为代替而死？
Not only as a substitute, but also as our representative.
他不仅是我们的代替，也成了我们的代表。
On the cross, he accomplished all the work of redemption.
在十字架上，他把整个救恩的工作都成全了。
We need to know this.
我们需要知道这些。
We need to believe in the Lord Jesus.
我们需要相信主耶稣。
We need to accept all that the cross of our Lord Jesus has done for us.
我们需要接受所有主耶稣在十字架上为我们做成的。
And if we can absorb these rightly.
如果我们能够把这些都吸收的正确了。
What will happen?
那会发生什么事呢？
We will grow up.
我们就会长大。
We will grow from babyhood.
我们从婴孩起成长。
Gradually to adulthood.
长到成人。
And that is what should be.
那这是应当的光景。
Strangely.
但是很奇怪的。
The Corinthian believers, they have accepted Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
但是这些哥林多的信徒们，他们已经接受了主耶稣和他被钉十字架。
They ought to grow up.
他们应当长大。
But the Apostle Paul, after a few years, he wrote to them and said, "Well, you are still fleshy."
但是几年之后，使徒保罗写信给他们说，你仍然是属肉的。
I cannot feed you with solid food.
我不能用干粮来喂你们。
Because you're still carnal.
因为你们还属肉体。
Now carnal is fleshly.
属肉体就是
属肉体的。
就是属肉体的。
There is a difference there.
这两个还是有点不同。
Fleshy is the natural state of babyhood.
就是属肉的，就是婴孩他正常的这个情形。
But a person who have believed in the Lord Jesus,
但是一个人已经信了主耶稣
and have trusted in the work of our Lord on the cross,
也已经信靠了主耶稣在十字架上的工作
and yet he remained carnal,
但是他却一直停留在属肉体的光景。
In other words, he still lived by his flesh.
也就是说，他仍然靠着肉体而活着。
And not live by the Lord Jesus himself.
而不是依靠主耶稣自己来活着。
That is unnatural.
那就是不正常不自然。
It shows that there is something wrong with his absorption.
那就是说他显出他的光景，他吸收的光景是不正常的。
He seemed to be able to absorb the objective truth of what the Lord Jesus had done on the cross.
他能够接受主耶稣他客观的已经完成的事。
But he has not been able to accept the subjective work of the cross of our Lord Jesus in his life.
但是他却不能够把主耶稣在十字架上的工作主观的接受到他的生命中。
And because of this, his old life, his self, his flesh is still very much alive.
为了这个缘故他的旧生命，他的己，他的肉体就非常的活跃。
All symptoms of carnality is shown among these Corinthian believers.
所有属肉体的那些问题都显在这些哥林多的信徒身上。
Therefore, they were still in a state of babyhood.
那么就是说他们仍然停留在婴孩期。
And you find this happened also with the Hebrew Christians.
那么这个情形呢，也出现在希伯来的信徒当中。
We do not know exactly who wrote this book of Hebrews.
我们不知道究竟谁是真正希伯来书的作者。
Although we really know who is the real writer, and that is the Holy Spirit.
当然我们知道真正的作者就是圣灵自己。
Most probably this book was written between AD 64 to 67.
那么这本书很可能写作的期间就是从西元64到67年。
We do not know how long these Hebrew Christians, Hebrew believers have believed in the Lord Jesus.
我们不知道这些希伯来的信徒信主有多少的年日。
They were once in Judaism.
他们从前是在犹太教中的。
But now they were converted from Judaism to Christ.
但是他们已经从犹太教成为耶稣基督的信徒。
But after a number of years,
但是过了几年之后,
the writer of the Hebrews told them that why is it that you still remain as babes?
他说为什么缘故你们仍然停留在婴孩的阶段?
According to the years that you have believed in the Lord Jesus, you ought to be teachers.
照着你们信主耶稣的年日你们应当能够做教师。
But now you are still in the fundamental basic elements of the Word of God.
你们仍然停留在神话语那些最基本的最基要的那些初步的阶段。
You have to be fed instead of being able to feed others.
你们还需要被喂养而不是能够去喂养别人。
There is something not quite right.
那有些事情是不正常不对了。
Now such situation not only happened during the first century.
那么这种光景不仅出现在第一世纪。
Now we are in the 21st century.
今天我们来到了第二十一世纪。
And I am deeply concerned that among God's people, we still seem to have such condition.
我深深的忧虑在神百姓的中间我们仍然有这样的情况。
In my contact with God's people,
当我和神的百姓接触的时候,
something that really concerns me,
有些事让我非常的忧心。
I found that among God's people,
我发现在神百姓的中间,
we seem to have lots of biblical knowledge.
我们似乎有许多圣经的知识。
We seem to be able to absorb all these objective truths.
我们似乎能够吸收这许多客观的真理。
Now, of course, objective truth is very important.
当然，客观的真理是非常重要的。
Because subjective experience must base upon objective truth.
因为主观的经历必须根据于客观的真理。
All our experiences, all our spiritual experiences are based upon the finished work of Christ on the cross.
我们所有属灵的经历应该是根基于主耶稣在十字架上的工作。
These are the foundations.
这些是根基。
But we have to build upon that foundation.
但是我们在从根基上应当建造。
Now the writer of the Hebrews said,
希伯来书的作者这样说。
In chapter 6 verse 1,
第六章的第一节。
Wherefore, leaving the word of the beginning of the Christ,Let us go on to what belongs to full growth.
所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
We need to have the foundation of the beginning of Christ.
我们需要主耶稣基督这些道理的开端和根基。
And what are these?
那这些是什么呢？
These are described later on.It says, not laying again as foundation of repentance from dead works and faith in God, of the doctrine of washings and of imposition of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment.
第一节的后半，不必再立根基，就如那懊悔死刑信靠神，各样洗礼按手之礼，死人复活以及永远审判各等教训。
Now these are considered as the beginning of the Christ.
这些乃是被看为基督道理的开端。
We repent from dead works.
我们懊悔那些死刑。
Before we believe in the Lord Jesus,
在我们信靠主之前
we try to work our way to heaven.
我们好像要做工来达到天堂。
Instead of trusting in our Lord Jesus.
而不是信靠我们的主耶稣。
And these were dead works.
但是这些呢只不过是死的行为。
They could not save us.
这些不能拯救我们。
We have to repent from our dead works.
我们是需要从这些死的行为中间懊悔。
Not relying upon our dead work.
不要依靠这些行为。
Instead, we believe in our Lord Jesus who has died for our sins.
我们相反的应当信靠主耶稣为我们罪死了。
So it says, repent from dead works and faith in God.
所以他说要懊悔死刑然后信靠神。
And then of the doctrines of washings.
然后各样的洗礼。
One of them is what we call baptism.
其中一个就是我们的受浸。
Why is it that one who believes in the Lord Jesus must be baptized?
为什么一个信主耶稣的人必须受浸呢？
Because it is our confession of faith.
那就是我们一个信仰的承认。
It will save us not from our sins, but it will save us from the world.
这个不会把我们从罪中救出来，却是可以把我们从世界里救出来。
In baptism, we declare that we do not belong to the world anymore, we belong to Christ.
在受浸这件事上，我们是向世界宣告，我们不再属世界，我们乃属基督。
And of imposition of hands.
我们不再
imposition of hands.
在按手之礼。
And imposition of hands simply means we are identified with one another in the body of Christ.
这个按手表示我们与弟兄姊妹认同，我们乃是在基督身体里边。
By baptism, we are identified with Christ.
借着受浸，我们与基督认同了。
With imposition of our hands, we are identified.With the body of Christ.
借着按手，我们与基督的身体认同。
And of course, we believe in the resurrection of the dead.
当然，我们也相信死人复活。
And we are delivered from eternal judgment, the judgment of great white throne.
当然我们也被从永远的审判中被拯救出来，就是白色大宝座的审判。
These are important.
这些都是重要的。
These are the foundations.
这些是根基。
Now after we have laid the foundation, then we have to build upon it.
当我们立好了根基之后，应当在其上来建造。
In other words, after we have believed in the Lord Jesus,
那么换句话说，在我们信了主耶稣之后，
after we have received new life,
在我们接受了新生命之后，
after our dead spirit is recalled to life,
在我们死去的灵被重新活过来的时候，
and the Holy Spirit came and dwelled in our new spirit.
然后圣灵来住在我们新的灵里头。
Then with all these that God has given to us, this is the time that we should grow up.
在神所赐给我们这一切之后，我们应该逐渐的长大。
So the question is,
那么问题是
,why is it that we do not grow up spiritually?
我们为什么没有属灵的长进？
Maybe we need to ask this question.
也许我们需要问这个问题。
Do we really understand what is spiritual growth?
我们真正认识什么是属灵的长进吗？
How do we know that we are grow up?
我们如何判断我们是长大的？
If we grow in our physical stature,
如果我们只是在身体的上头长进，
we can say there is a certain growing up.
而在身体的长大上面，我们可以看见一些指标，它是长大了。
But we cannot say because our physical stature has grown, therefore we are spiritually grown.
哦，但是我们不能说，因为身体长大了，那我们属灵上也长大了。
Many spiritual giants can be, many physical giants can be spiritual dwarfs.
许多身体上的巨人可能在属灵上只是一个侏儒。
Spiritual growth,
属灵的长进
is not based upon physical growth.
属灵的长进不是根据于我们身体的长大。
Nor is spiritual growth depending upon our mental growth.
属灵的长进也不根据于我们智力的成长。
Now we need to grow mentally.
我们的智力是需要成长的。
That's why we need to go to school.
所以我们需要上学。
We need to absorb all kinds of information within us.
我们需要把许多的知识信息接受到里面来。
We need to build a big data in our mind.
我们需要把这些资料放到我们的心思中。
We have lots of knowledge building up.
我们就有许多的知识被建造起来。
We need to even build up with biblical knowledge.
我们也需要在圣经的知识上来长大。
These are important.
这些都很重要。
But,
但是
mentalOr soulish build-up is not spiritual growth.
心智上的成长，这些知识上的增加，并不是属灵的长进。
We may have a big brain, but very small heart.
我们可能有一个大头脑，却是只有一个很小的心。
So what is spiritual growth?
所以那什么是属灵的长进呢？
Simply put, spiritual growthis the growth of our spirit.
简单的说，属灵的长进就是我们灵的长大。
You know, when God created man,
你知道当神创造人的时候，
He used the red earth to form a body.
他用红土来造了身体。
Then he breathed his breath into the nostril of that form.
然后他把他的生气吹进这个鼻孔的里头。
Now this breath came directly from God.
那么这个气是直接从神而来的。
God is spirit.
神是灵。
So when he breathed into man's nostril, that breath becomes man's spirit.
所以当他在人的鼻孔里吹着气的时候，这气就成为人的灵。
And when the spirit and the body acting together, you have the soul.
当灵和身体相遇工作的时候，我们就得到了魂。
We know we have a body.
我们知道我们有个身体。
How do you know?
你怎么知道呢？
Because you know you have a body through your five senses.
因为你借着你的五种知觉，所以知道你有身体。
You can see.
你可以看见。
You can hear.
你可以听见。
You can talk.
你可以讲话。
You can smell.
你可以闻。
You can touch.
你可以摸。
And by these you know you have a living body.
借着这五种功用，你知道你是一个有身体的人。
When you cannot hear, cannot see, cannot smell, cannot touch, cannot feel, then that body is dead.
当你不能看，不能听，不能闻，不能尝，不能摸的时候，那就说这个身体是死了。
Now we know we have a soul.
我知道我们是有魂的人。
Now soul is not a material thing.
那么魂不是一个物质的东西。
You cannot see it.
你看不见它。
But how do you know you have a soul?
那你怎么知道你有魂呢？
Well, you know you have a soul because you think.
你能够想，所以你知道你有魂。
You have a mind.
那就表示你有心思。
And you have feelings.
那你有感情。
You have emotions.
你有情绪。
To express yourself.
来表达你的自己。
And of course, you have a very strong will.
当然你有一个很坚强的意志。
This is what I want.
这就是我要的。
Even a baby will show you that strong determination.
即使是个婴孩，他都可以显明他有一个强烈的决定。
So all these faculties, all these functions show you you have a living soul.
这些器官，这些功用，就显明我们是有魂的人。
When you cannot think anymore, no more thinking.
当你再也不能思想的时候。
When you cannot express your feeling.
当你不再能够表达你的情感的时候。
When you have no will of your own.
当你不再有自己的意志的时候。
Well, we say that soul is a dead soul.
那我们说那个魂是一个死的魂。
Now, how do you know you have a spirit?
那你怎么知道你有灵呢？
God is spirit.
神是灵。
And he who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
那些敬拜他的人用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
Spirit in man is the most precious gift that God has given to man.
人的灵乃是神给人最宝贵的礼物。
You look at a mountain, it has a big body.
你看看那个大山，它有很大的形体。
You look at a little bird, it is a small body, but a living soul.
你看看那个小鸟，虽然身体很小，可是却有一个活的魂。
But you look at a man, you find he not only have a body and a soul, but he had a spirit.
当你看到人的时候，他不仅有身体有魂，而且他有灵。
And because he is created with a spirit, he can communicate with God, the spirit.
因为他被造的时候得到的灵，所以他就可以跟神，就是灵来交通。
This is the most precious gift that God has given to man.
这是神给人最宝贵的礼物。
Your body is wonderful and fearfully made.
你的身体是被很奇妙的、很美丽的这个光景中创造出来。
But that is not the top.
但是这不是最高峰。
Your soul is also wonderfully made.
你的魂也是被奇妙的创造出来。
I was told long ago, that was years ago, that if you want to compare our brain with a computer, that computer has to be a block length.
如果你要把我们的头脑和一部电脑来相比的时候，那么电脑呢就像
occupy a whole block。
哦，它要占整个街，整个 block 的街那么大。
Such a small brain that can put so much data in it。
我们这小小的头脑可以放那么多的资料在里头。
Wonderful。
真是奇妙。
But that's not the most wonderful thing。
但这还不是最奇妙的。
The most wonderful gift God has given to man is there is a spirit in man.
最奇妙的乃是神，他把灵赐给人。
But unfortunately, because of sin, our spirit is dead to God.
但是非常遗憾的，因为罪的缘故，我们的灵向着神死了。
So people only know soul and body.
所以人只知道魂和体。
When I was a boy, we used to have a foreign missionary lady staying with us.
当我还是个小男孩的时候，有一个外国的女宣教士啊住在我们家。
We call her grandma.
啊，我们就叫她啊祖母。
Whenever she was frustrated.
啊，无论什么时候她感觉到挫折的时候。
She said, "Oh, my soul and body."
啊，她就说，哎呀，我的魂，我的体呀。
Now, where is the spirit?
那么灵在哪里呢？
The spirit was dead because of our sin.
灵死了，因为罪的缘故。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Now that is what salvation is.
啊，就是圣是救恩所要做的。
That is new birth.
那就是你的出生。
He that is born of the spirit is spirit.
那些从灵生的就是灵。
So when you are born again, the Holy Spirit.Touch your dead spirit and make it living.
当你信主的时候，圣灵就来触到你的死去的灵，让它活过来。
So that you can communicate with God.
所以那以后你就可以跟神有交通。
That is the most precious thing.
那就是最宝贵的。
Now, brothers and sisters, what happened when you believe in the Lord Jesus?
那么弟兄姊妹们，在你信主的时候发生了什么事呢？
What is the difference between a believer and non-believer?
那么一个信主的人和不信主的人有什么不同呢？
A believer has his dead spirit quickened into new life.
就是一个信主的人，他死去的灵已经被圣灵激活过来了。
We have a new spirit.
我们有一个新的灵。
Where is the life of God? Where does the life of God dwells in you?
神的生命住在你的什么地方呢？
Where is the life of Christ dwells in you?
主耶稣基督的生命住在你的什么地方呢？
In your new spirit.
住在你的新的灵里。
He is the life of your new spirit.
他就是你心灵的生命。
And where does the Holy Spirit dwells in you?
那么圣灵住在你的什么地方呢？
He dwells in your new spirit.
他住在你的心灵里。
So here you find everything that is of God is in the spirit.
所以你发现神所有的一切都在这个心灵里头。
And all that God has provided for our spiritual growth are in the spirit.
神所预备来叫我们灵能够成长的也都在这个心灵里。
I would like you to turn to 2 Peter.
我们要请弟兄姊妹来读彼得后书。
2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章。
Verses 3 and 4.
第三和第四节。
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 3。
彼得后书第一章第三节。
As his divine power has given to us all things which relate to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us by glory and virtue, through which he has given to us the greatest and precious promises,that through these ye may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
彼得后书第一章第三节，神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
Here you find God in his divine power. Now, see, God in his divine power has given to us all things which relate to life and godliness.
这里起头讲到说，神借着他的大能，神圣的能力，将一切关乎生命和前进的事都赐给我们了。
Life is the one thing that God has given us.
生命就是神所赐给我们的那一样东西。
That uncreated life of God.
是非受造的，神非受造的生命。
Christ Jesus.
主耶稣基督。
He is our life.
他是我们的生命。
And not only that life, but it's an godliness.
不仅是那个生命，而且还有关乎前进的事。
Now, godliness simply means like God.
前进，简单的说，就是像神。
God is life.
神是生命。
And God gives us life.
神也赐给我们生命。
For what purpose?
为着什么目的呢？
That we may be like him.
那就是为叫我们得以像他。
And this liking him is not an outward appearance.
那这像神这件事不是指外面的事说的。
This like him is having his own character.
像他乃是说有他的性格。
That is the meaning of image.
那就是形象所表示的意思。
Image in the scripture means the inward likeness.
那形象这个字就表示从里面的相像。
God's purpose is that He gave us life that life may grow into like Him.
那么神的旨意就是说他赐给我们生命，而这个生命呢要长成像他自己。
So we will be like Him.
所以我们就得以像他。
This is the original purpose of God concerning us.
这是神对于我们起初的心意。
And everything for that growth has been given.
那为着这个成长所需的，通通已经赐给我们。
He has given us life.
他给我们的生命。
He has given us new spirit.
他还给我们心灵。
He has the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
他有圣灵住在我们的里面。
And these are the basics for spiritual growth.
那这些就是属灵长进的这些必须的。
Now, why is it that we do not grow?
我们为什么有了这些还不能长进呢？
Let us try to review how we come to the Lord.
那我们现在来复习一下，我们是怎样来到主跟前的。
Is it notThat in the very beginning, the Holy Spirit convicts us of our sins?
难道不是在最起初的时候，圣灵他在里面叫我们知罪吗？
You know, our spirit is dead to God.
你知道，在原来的时候，我们的灵向着神是死的。
But that doesn't mean we have no more spirit.
那不是说我们就没有灵了。
The spirit is still there.
那灵还在那里。
But it has lost its contact with God.
但是却失去了与神的接触。
However,
然而
even though we have lost our contact with God, and our spirit is dead, it means it has gone into a coma.
那就是说我们跟神失去了接触，但是他还在那里死了，就是他呢变成一个昏迷状态。
Our Our dead spirit is in coma.
我们那个死的灵就是昏迷了。
But once in a while, we can wake up.
啊，但是呢，偶尔他会醒来一下。
When the Holy Spirit touch our dead spirit.
当圣灵来摸到我们那个死去的灵的时候。
It convicts our conscience of our sin.
他就在我们的良心里面叫我们知道有罪。
So we begin to feel that we are sinful.
那我们就开始觉得我们是有罪的。
I remember before I believe in the Lord Jesus.
我记得在我信主之前。
I was brought up in a Christian family.
我是在基督徒家庭长大的。
And I was studying in mission schools.
我也在这个差会的学校里面读书。
I knew all the stories in the Bible.
我知道圣经里面所有的故事。
I even led prayer meeting and spoke.
我也领祷告聚会，我也讲道。
But I was not saved.
但是我却没有得救。
There was no real contact between me and God.
我在我和神中间没有真正的接触。
I knew all these things about God, but I do not know Him.
我知道许多关于神的事，我却不知道神自己。
And because of that, I felt I was rather good.
因为这个缘故，我就觉得自己还蛮好的。
I always believed Jesus is the Savior of the world.
我一直相信主耶稣是世人的救主。
But I'm too good to be saved.
但我太好了，所以无法得救。
Let the Lord Jesus save those sinners.
让主耶稣去救那些罪人吧。
What sin do I have?
我有什么罪呢？
I was a student.
我是个学生。
All sin that I committed may be a little cheating.
我所能够犯的罪，大概就是做一点弊吧。
But everybody is doing it.
但是大家都这么做嘛。
So what's wrong with that?
那有什么问题呢？
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
we did not know ourselves.
我们不认识我们自己。
Until one day the Holy Spirit began to convict us.
但有一天圣灵来叫我们良心知罪。
You know, in a sense, you find that he recalled the dead spirit out of coma.
那么用一种说法就是他叫这个灵呢从昏迷状态里面醒过来。
And then next to it,
接着
God the Father began to reveal His Son in us.
我们的天父就把他的儿子启示在我们心里。
Now simply to be convicted of your sins does not save you.
只有知道罪有罪并不能救我们。
It rather puts you to hell.
反而会把我们放到地狱去。
But thank God,
但是感谢神。
The Father began to reveal the Son in you.
现在天父就开始把他的儿子启示在你里边。
That's intuition.
那是直觉。
It's not somebody tell you that Jesus Christ is your Savior.
不是有人告诉你说主耶稣是救主。
But intuitively, directly,God has telling you, your Savior is Jesus.
而是直觉的、直接的，神来告诉你，耶稣是救主。
You must believe in Him.
你必须相信他。
And you believe.
然后你就相信了。
And when you believe, what happened?
那么当你信的时候，发生了什么事？
Immediately, you can raise up your head and say, Abba, Father.
立刻的你能够扬起脸来呼叫阿爸父亲。
All the faculties that were in coma has come back.
灵的那些原来在昏迷状态的官能统统活过来了。
Not only has come back, they have been renewed.
不仅是回来了而且被更新了。
And they have found its center.
那么他们就找到了他的中心。
God.Is the center.
神就是灵的中心。
He now becomes the center of your conscience, the center of your intuition, and the center of your communion.
神就成为你良心的中心、直觉的中心、交通的中心。
That's salvation.
这就是救恩。
That's the beginning.
这是开端。
But all the spiritual growth, all the principles of spiritual growth are contained in that beginning.
所有的属灵成长都包含在这个开端的里头。
If you walk in this inner way of life, you'll grow spiritually.
如果你继续行走在这个内里生命的路上，你就会有属灵的长进。
But unfortunately,
但是非常不幸的，
Christianity has become an outward religion.
基督教今天已经成为一个外表的宗教。
After you believe in the Lord Jesus,
在你信了主耶稣之后，
then you are told, do this, don't do that.
你会被教导说呢，你要这样做，你不要那样做。
And if you are a good Christian, you follow all these instructions.
如果你是个好基督徒的话，那你就照着这些教导来做了。
And on Sunday, you put on your best and come to meeting.
到主日的时候，你就把你最好的带到了教会来。
You need to read the Bible, so.
你需要读圣经。
So you have no time. You're so much in a rush.
因为你没有时间，所以你就读得非常急。
Open it and close it.
Open it. 你把打开来，又把它关起来。
People ask you, what have you read?
人家问你说你读了什么呢？
I don't remember.
你说我不记得了。
That's your prayer.
那你说祷告呢？
That's your devotion.
那是你的灵修。
Everything is just outward.
每一件事都是外表的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we have lost our secret.
我们失去了那个秘诀。
The secret is go back to your spirit.
秘诀就是回到你的灵里面去。
Exercise your spirit.
操练你的灵。
People exercise their body.
人很会操练他的身体。
People exercise their mind.
人也很会操练他们的心智。
But we Christians do not exercise our spirit.
但是我们基督徒却没有去操练我们的灵。
How do you exercise your spirit?
你如何来操练你的灵呢？
Exercise the functions of your spirit.
那就是来操练你灵的功用。
Exercise the conscience that God has given to you.
要操练神所赐给你的良心。
We told people,
我们告诉人说，
Before you believe in the Lord Jesus,
你在信主之前，
You know, people said, Well, I do everything according to my conscience.
我每件事都是凭着良心做的。
So, I will go to heaven.
所以我应当上天堂。
They do not know their conscience has lost its standard.
他们不知道他们的良心已经失去了他的标准。
A cannibal can eat people and feel peaceful in his conscience.
那些食人族，他们吃的人呢，还觉得良心蛮平安的。
But if you want to do that,
但是如果你去做这件事，
How will you feel?
你会觉得怎么样呢？
We are created by our customs and environment.
我们现在是背着我们的风俗，我们的环境，制造
的。These are our standard.
这些变成了我们的标准了。
They are not dependable.
这些并不可靠。
God is our standard.
神是我们的标准。
So after you are saved, your conscience is being cleansed.
当你得救的时候，你的良心就被洁净了。
The Bible said, our conscience is washed by the blood.
圣经说，我们良心就被血洗净了。
So now God is our standard.
所以现在神成为我们的标准。
And we are to be led by our conscience in our daily walk.
那我们应该在每天的行走中间来照着这个良心。
The Apostle Paul said,
使徒保罗这样说，
If you lose your conscience, you are like a ship that has a leak.
如果你丢弃的良心就像船被破坏的一样。
He testified before the governor Felix.
他在巡抚腓力士的面前这样做见证。
He said, I exercise myself to maintain a conscience without offense before God and man.
他说我在神和人的面前长存无亏的良心。
Brothers and sisters, has our conscience spoken to us?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们良心有否对我们说话？
I believe, when we first believe in the Lord Jesus,
我相信当我们初信主的时候，
when our conscience is still fresh,
当我们良心还是新鲜的时候，
it often speaks to us.
它常常向我们说话。
When we are talking, it will speak.
当我们在讲话的时候，良心会说话。
We used to exaggerate, and when you did, after you believed in the Lord Jesus, and you are exaggerating something, someone is saying, well, is it true?
我们常常会说夸大的话，但是我们信了主之后，如果再说这样的话，那么良心会说，这是真的吗？
Now what do you do?
那你会怎么办？
You go on speaking?
你继续这样说吗？
If you do,
如果你这样做，
you will feel unpeaceful.
你就会觉得良心不安。
You have to repent and ask God's forgiveness because before you have a clear conscience.
你必须要悔改，求神赦免，然后你才能够重新有清洁的良心。
This happens every day.
啊，这是每天都发生的事情。
This has been so often.
这是这么常发生的事。
Don't despise the voice of God in your conscience.
不要轻视神在你良心那微小的声音。
That is the guide to your life.
这是你生命的一个引导。
We need to maintain a conscience without offense before God and before man.
我们必须让良心不被指控在神和人的面前。
That will tell us.The righteousness of God.
这些就能够把我们引到神的义面前。
What is right, what is wrong in the sight of God? We come into this by our conscience.
当我们这样做的时候，就能够知道神眼光中什么是对的，什么是错的。
The same thing.With intuition.
那么关于直觉也是一样。
God is light.
神就是光。
If we walk in the light, as God is in the light, we have fellowship one with another.
如果我们在光中行，如同神在光中，那我们就彼此可以相交。
And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all our sins.
那么主耶稣的血也就洗净了我们一切的罪。
You know, God is light.
我们知道神就是光。
And this light is in us.
啊，这光就在我们的里头。
He will shed its light upon our path.
他会在我们的路上把光照出来。
And if we do everything according to the inner light,
如果我们每一件事都照着里面的光来行走，
Then we have fellowship with God.
我们就跟神有了交通。
And if we have any sin being exposed by that light, the blood of our Lord Jesus will cleanse us.
如果有任何罪被这光显明出来，那么主耶稣的血就洁净了这些罪。
In 1 John chapter 2, it says, Don't you know that you have the anointing within you?
那么在约翰一书第二章这样说，你知道吗？啊，神的恩膏常存在你心里。
And he will teach you in all things.
他会在凡事上教训你们。
Big things and small things.
是大的事，是小的事。
And if you obey, then you abide in Christ.
如果你能够按照这恩膏的教训行，你就会住在基督里。
And that is the way of spiritual growth.
这就是我们属灵长进的路。
And then the Bible also tells us.
圣经也这样告诉我们。
Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you.
你们若亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
If we turn our face and behold, The glory of the Lord with unveiled face. And then we will be changed from glory to glory, even according to the Spirit of God.
如果我们能够敞着脸来看我们的神，那么主耶稣基督的荣耀就能够显在我们的身上，那我们就会荣上加荣，如同从主的形象变成的。
How we need that personal contact with God.
我们何等需要跟神之间有这种个人的接触。
How we need to learn how to live in the presence of God.
我们如何何等需要来学习在神的同在中来生活。
That we may always turn our heart towards God.
那我们的心就可以常常的转向神。
And if our heart is turned towards God, He will turn towards us.
那么如果我们的心将转向神，神的心也转向我们。
And we will be transformed.
那我们就能够被改变。
From glory to glory.
荣上加荣。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
you'll find whether you are in this area of righteousness.
你发现自己
in the area of righteousness
在那个义的那个范围里
or in the area of holiness
或者在圣洁的范围里
or in the area of glory
或者在荣耀的范围里
you find everything begins in the exercising of your spirit
那么就是每一件事都是在操练你的灵。
If we exercise it,
如果我们操练它
until it becomes a habit,
成为一个习惯
then you find it's very natural.
那你就会觉得这是很自然的
This will be supernaturally natural.
这是会超然的自然
And that is Christian life.
这就是基督徒的生活
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
it's very simple.
这是非常简单的。
There is nothing high, nothing incomprehensible.
这没有什么太高，也没有什么不能理解的。
It is all within your reach.
这些是你垂所可得的东西。
It is all in you.
都在你的里面的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
God has made all the provisions.
神已经把所有的都预备好了
that we may be like him.
那叫我们可以像他
And that is God's will for you.
这是神对你所定的旨意
May God bless every one of you.
愿神祝福每位弟兄姊妹
Amen.
Amen.